Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. During these unique times in which we're not allowed to get out and go very far, the whole world is on clampdown, it seems like, and afraid of this virus. Of course, we're not making light of it. Thousands have died. Tens of thousands have died, according to what they're reporting, and hundreds of thousands have been afflicted. And so we certainly need to be in prayer. And that's worldwide, of course, not that much here in the United States or even here in our state. Thank God we've been blessed so far, but it does seem like that it's raging. But I'm glad that we've got God's grace to help us. Amen. And we've got God's grace to comfort us in these days. Well, I hope you'll pray for the program, that it will be a blessing, and especially in these times in which I believe probably more people will be tuning into the radio than ever before. I hope so. And hope you'll get online and find our websites there, wsof.org. And then there's a link to our church webpage as well, or website. And we'd got messages on there and encouraging information on there and all those different things. But pray for us as well, that God might keep us on the air and keep things going for His glory and for His honor. Amen. And of course, let's pray for our elderly and pray that God would be with them. Many of our faithful listeners are elderly folk, people that are infirm as far as in body and would be highly susceptible to some of these sicknesses that's spreading across our land. And so we certainly want to be in prayer for them and for one another. And I mentioned, I think last week, pray for Brother Ricky Whitlow. He'd been in the hospital with AFib. He is out of the hospital and doing much better. They've got him on a medication. We're grateful for that, but keep him in your prayers as well. I did talk to Brother Herbert Williamson this morning, and he's doing fine and just toughing it out, he said. Amen. And thank God for that. I've talked to several of our elderly here in the church, and my wife talked to some others, and not just elderly, but our folks in the church, trying to keep track on one another, and hope that you'll keep each other in prayer as well. Pray for the program today, that God would use it. I do want the message to be encouraging. The message that I've chose for this week is one that I believe should be encouraging to the people of God, especially in times like these. And I want to encourage the saints of God, but I also want to reach out to the sinner. Sinner friend, if you're out there and you've never been saved, I'm telling you, time is running out. And if there's ever a time you ought to call on the Lord, right now is. And so I'd encourage you to seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Now, you can laugh it off. You can make jokes and mock if you'd like to. But one of these days, all the laughing will stop. One of these days, the mocking will turn around and you realize that you're mocked. And we're not mocking you. We want you to turn to Christ even now, if you would. Amen. Well, I've got the Shepherd family coming up singing a song about heaven, talking about the fact that it's going to get better for the child of God. A song entitled, "It's Gonna Be Wonderful in a Little While." All right. I hope those two songs were a blessing to you. I hope you're enjoying a good day in the Lord on this Wednesday, March the 25th. Well, I've got a shorter message today, and we are going to be picking up and reading the scripture from Job chapter number 1, continuing the message that we began on Monday's broadcast, continuing that throughout the week, but I hope it'll be a special blessing to you at this time, and considering the things we're going through. So we're going to enter into the message. We'll have the reading of the scripture and then jump right into the message as it was preached live in the auditorium of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. Job chapter 1. I want to read the entire chapter, and I'll give you what's on my heart, what's the thought that I believe and I trust will be a blessing and bring God glory. That's our whole goal, is to glorify the Lord. If we glorify the Lord, He'll take care of saving sinners. He'll take care of getting saints revived and stirred. That's His job, right? Yeah. Brother Conabaugh talking about, let's just let God do His work. Let's do our work. Amen. Our job's to glorify Him. Our job's to praise Him, serve Him. Amen. He'll take care of those things. I believe that's right. Job chapter 1, verse number 1, very familiar scripture, but I want to read the whole chapter. "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." Just thinking that even the devil is saying, God's the one that did all that. God's the one that blessed Job. God's the one that blessed Job's property. God's the one that protected Job's. Amen. Thank God. Verse 11. "But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. There was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee." While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, "Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young man, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee." Verse 20 is really where I want to take my text. "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." Most all of us, no doubt, are familiar with this story of Job. James was talking in the book of James. He said, "Ye have heard of the patience of Job." In other words, James said, Job's story is familiar to us, and we know how that he had to wait to see God move in the end, and yet God did move in the end. But what I read to you is the beginning. In the beginning of Job's story, apparently God has blessed him. He's gathered herds and cattle and different creatures in his farm, and he's got a large farm there. And God's just blessed him over and over and over again. He's so blessed that the Bible said he's the greatest man. He's the richest man in all the east of that country. But God set forth Job as a trophy and as an example. And the devil said, "You let me at him and I'll show you what's in Job's heart." And God said, "All right, I'm going to let you at him and I'm going to show you
what's in Job's heart. And so we see all these catastrophes. That whole time of Job's heartache, that whole time of Job's trouble, Job cursed not, he sinned not with his lips, nor charged God foolishly. But the Bible said he arose, and when he arose, he rent his mantle. That was a sign of the Easterners, that their heart was rent in twain. They rent their mantle, and he showed that public sign that he's been humiliated and that he's been crushed. But he rent his mantle, and he shaved his head, again, a sign of weeping and a sign of mourning, and he fell down on the ground and worshiped. And I took that, and here's my thought I want to preach on today. In times like these, worship is in order. Amen. In times like these, worship is in order. We don't need all the things we think we gotta have to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Even when you feel like you don't have a friend in the world, even when it seems like those that you love the most, hey, she wasn't dead, but she wasn't there, and she couldn't help him, she wasn't strengthening him, amen. She was in one sense being a drain, and she is saying, Job, there ain't no use to live, but thank God Job, in serving God, not only strengthened himself, but he strengthened his wife's faith, and he strengthens my faith, and he strengthens your faith when we read about what Job went through. Amen. He proved you can still praise God even when materialism's gone, even when his mate was growling in number three, even when his misery was great. Look at chapter 2, verse 7. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. This fellow's got physical problems from the top of his head to the bottom of his foot. Look at chapter 13, verse 5. It tells us another. This is Job's response to all this trouble. Sore boils, top of his head, bottom of his foot. Chapter 13 and verse number 15. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. You see, Job was suffering emotional pain. Job was suffering mental anguish. Job suffered material loss. Job was suffering great physical misery. His body was one running sore, if we could say it that way. And yet Job chose to worship God. Some of the happiest people I've ever seen were people that couldn't get up and walk to the house of God. People that couldn't feed themselves. They had to have somebody else feed them. I remember a lady I mentioned the other day about going to the nursing home when I was a boy with my dad. My dad wanted to go to the nursing home and preach to those folk. And by the way, that is pure religion and undefiled before God. Amen. But we'd go, and as a kid, I didn't like it. It didn't smell good. I was scared of them people and different things that was involved in that. But I remember there in West Jefferson, North Carolina, that we'd go in there, and there's one room. When we'd go down the hallway, there's a big room that we gathered in. But as we'd go in down that main hallway, there was a room on the right that we'd stop in. I have no idea what the number was, but I do remember that it was on the right. And we'd stop in there. And that lady's name was Joy. I don't know what her last name was, but I remember that her name was Joy. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and we'd go in there and sing to her. Joy had polio. Joy was about 30 years old and had not walked in years. Laid in a bed, her legs drew up behind her. Her hands was crippled up, and she couldn't feed herself. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't hardly talk. Don't look that. She couldn't hardly even talk. But we'd get to singing. I remember we'd sing, there's a city of gold. Amen. And Joy'd put that hand up. She'd start doing like that. Amen. And worshiping God. I didn't understand all that then. But I'm telling you, she had something in her heart that was better than all the cars and the houses and the lands. Amen. That anybody could give. She didn't have physical ability. But she had soul worship and praise that went to her Father. Amen. And I'm convinced probably by now Joy's in heaven and she's running on two good legs, praise God, and lifting up two good hands and glorifying her Father in heaven for His goodness. Amen. Amen. We can serve God even when our misery is great. You may suffer pain. If you don't, just hang on. Pain's going to come, but God will still be good in spite of it all. His worship was not based on his feelings. Let me say number two, now moving on, his worship was not based on his friends. Job had three friends, good friends. He said, miserable comforters are ye. I've got friends like that, don't you? Amen. Amen. Job had these friends. And sometimes people are happy when those around them are happy, right? When they're with happy people, they're happy. And that's right. We ought to rejoice with them that do rejoice. Amen. And we say it is right. When we get blessed, our cup runs over and it makes somebody else blessed. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Our cup runs over to make somebody else blessed. But Job wasn't in that case. These fellows didn't come down there and say, let's praise God together, Job. No, they said, Job, you're in trouble. You're in the worst case than I ever seen anybody in. Instead of walking up to you and instead of saying, how you doing today? They said, you look bad today, Job. I'm surprised you can even shake my hand. These fellows came and sat around, and for that period of time, I believe it was 7 days, they said they never said a word to Job, just stared at him. Like in a Baptist church. His friends. Chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Let me read you those. Chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came, I don't know how the word spread, but bad news always does. It does spread. And now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him. They didn't come to encourage him. They came to mourn with him. Oh, Job. And to comfort him. Yeah. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, that's how bad off he was, they lifted up their voices and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. And so they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him. For they saw that his grief was great. They came to comfort him. But when they saw him in such pitiful shape, all they could do is just stare. Probably shake their head. Silent spectators. Sometimes troubles come on us, and just the way people look at us hurts us again. Isn't that right? Amen. Sometimes because of pain that's on our face, maybe pain that we can't hide. Somebody else looks at us and they're just that look even might cause more pain. That's where Job was. I'm telling you, his worship wasn't based on his friends. It's silent spectators.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. And please let me take this opportunity, since this is on Wednesday, to remind you that these are these restricted days, strange days in which we live, in which we are not having public services in the house of God. We're only allowed to meet with a very select few. And so we've chosen to limit that to just the radio workers and their family. And so that we just have just enough to keep things going here, but we can air it live on the radio. So we will be live on the radio for our services tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And you can find us right here on your radio dial at WSOF and WAJJ at 7 p.m. tonight. Hope you'll tune in to that program tonight. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.